Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
Yes, sirree. That is the sound of rock cracking, and I'm your host right here, Doc Holliday, and you're listening to Rock Splitting Politics, and you're listening to us on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. We're glad to have you. I know we got a lot of new listeners getting your emails, getting your information in, and we're glad to have you from around the country. So this is a nationwide show, and we're glad to have the new listeners from all parts of the country. Last week, I was on radio up in Connecticut. So welcome our new listeners from Connecticut. We want to make a blue state red up there in Connecticut. So thank you for listening. Spread the word all around that Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics is breaking up some rock that nobody thought could be broken. And talking about that, this week's show will deal with last week. What happened last week? Well, the best laid plans of political parties and political gurus get thrown away when you get into foreign policy and what happened in Libya. The death of a diplomat, first time American diplomat has died and murdered since 1979, and three others died there in Libya, and our sovereign land of the U.S. Embassy in Cairo, Egypt, was assaulted, was taken over. They tore Old Glory down. They tried to burn it, couldn't burn it, so they ripped it to shreds. Old Glory ripped to shreds by just the radical Islamists. And now we're going to cover that this week because you can't tell what does it mean to politics. Well, what it means to America first is what we're going to talk about. Forget about politics when we're talking about America and our direction. Politics should follow the will of the people. We're going to be talking about that today in this show. Got some things to say about 9/11 and memory of 9/11 and what it means to be an American today. So listen up for this show. And that's not the only thing. Last week gave us a lot to look at in politics. The Chicago teacher strike. And not only that, we had things happening, everything from gas prices going up higher. Who's talking about it? You heard anybody talk about it? We're going to hear Doc Holliday talk about it on this week's show. So listen up. And not only that, we have some news on our political action board or whatever you want to call it. You can call it the election news update. So we'll be talking about some of the elections going around the country besides the presidential election. Also, I want to welcome new listeners from the state of Connecticut. I was on the radio up there on a radio show, so we welcome new listeners from Connecticut. I was down in Vicksburg, Mississippi, and got to give a poem about Paul Ryan, which I will be sharing on this show. So listen up. That'll be coming up midway or so down in the path. And also, I got to tell you, we got this week's Tombstone of the Week Award. It has to go to the president and this administration for what they did. One of the laws they just pushed down our throats where it's backfiring. People want to regurgitate what's being forced down their throats. And you'll hear about it on this week's Tombstone of the Week Award at the end. So let's get right into today's show. What can we do for this week? Let's just think just a moment. And of course, that's the Beatles, Help. And I think that's what I'm saying, help. I'm feeling kind of down. Help me. Mitt Romney, help me. Be a stronger candidate. Barack Obama, help me. Stand up for America. Oh, my goodness. We are in the thick of the season of politics, and we got to find us a president of the United States. And you've heard me say on this program time and time again, the four most important words of this year, get Obama out now. And we find a candidate in Mitt Romney who has all kind of good things that he can use from the economy and everything else that this president has done wrong, and he's having a hard time finding traction. But let's go right into this week's election news update. And let me tell you this, as far as the polling, I told you last month that the polls would slowly show Romney moving ahead. I have not seen that. We saw some put him ahead right after the Republican National Convention by 1 or 2 points. And we saw some polls put Obama back ahead by 6 points, and then some have it even. So you're going to get back and forth on the polls. You got to remember, I told you, most of the polling places are putting too many Democrats in. We just found out a couple of weeks ago that there's more people who call themselves Republicans than ever have been, than has ever been noted since they started looking for that information back about 10 years ago before they do polls. So we're not getting the correct polling, but don't let that stop you from getting out there and working. And I don't want you to be disillusioned. The left knows what they're doing. They're trying to make Romney disillusioned. They're trying to trip him up, make him come out like he's behind, and make him trip up. And maybe he has some. I know when he came out on health care, and I thought about giving him the Tombstone of the Week award when he got in front of people and said that he wasn't going to do away of all of Obamacare. And he's pledged to get rid of it. And I know what he's trying to say. He is pledged to get rid of Obamacare, so let's let him do it. But he is saying there are some good things in the health care bill that passed. And I've told you that on this show. It's not 100% wrong. We just got to get rid of the whole thing, all 2,700 pages. And let's put the good things in there that everybody can agree on and build on that. And you've heard United States Senator Roger Wicker tell us the same thing on this show. You've heard Congressman Alan Nunley, U.S. Congressman Alan Nunley, say the same thing on this show. And we've been talking to those in leadership. We've talked to others. And we know that we can get health care that this nation needs without that onerous, leviathan Obamacare, health care, Affordable Health Act, or whatever they passed it as. As Nancy Pelosi said, we've got to pass it to see what's in it. Well, good gracious, we're just now beginning to see, and it's like a monster. It's like going through a haunted house and something grabbing you by the throat and throwing you down for the count. That's what Obamacare is, and we don't need that going in here just before this election. We got to understand, I don't care what Mitt Romney does as he flubs up, don't get all upset, because he's going to do that. Every candidate will. The press is really reeling against him in such a way. When I say reeling, I mean they're getting back and raring and throwing their punches, because they realize their dream candidate, their dream politician, their dream left-wing leader, Barack Obama, is a failed leader, but they cannot help to keep propping him up. And when I say that, I'm talking about, let's look at last week. How much did the press do? I'm talking to you as this show is recorded. We know that there's the American ambassador was murdered, a grisly murder, and we don't know the exact details, but it looks like he was stripped down, and the people in the Libyan embassy, they're supposed to protect him. President Obama told us that they protected him and got him to the hospital. I find that hard to believe from the images that we are seeing as this show is recorded. And I want to know what the truth is. I don't care how grisly it is. Americans need to know the truth. If our president did not tell us the truth, we need to know why he lied. I'm not saying he lied. I don't know at this recording. But the Secretary of State and President Obama said the Libyan friends protected it and tried to protect him and got our Ambassador Stevens to the hospital. From the pictures I've seen, I find that hard to believe. And more may be coming out, But I want to know, and American people need to know, what happened at that consulate in Libya and what happened at Cairo, Egypt. There were no deaths, but I'm telling you, when they take over an American embassy that's sovereign soil and the American flag was stripped down and torn to shreds and people messed with Old Glory, and what's the American response? I need to know, you need to know, what's Barack Obama going to stand up for? And the first thing that came out of that, the embassy that was taken over in Cairo, before we knew anything going on in Libya, there was a statement that came out that was so disgusting, so weak-kneed, politically correct, that it made me sick. And that's what Mitt Romney responded to. And let's hear what he had to say.
Good morning. Americans woke up this morning with tragic news and felt heavy hearts as they considered that individuals who have served in our diplomatic corps were brutally murdered across the world. This attack on American individuals and embassies is outrageous. It's disgusting. It breaks the hearts of all of us who think of these people who have served during their lives the cause of freedom and justice and honor. We mourn their loss and join together in prayer that the Spirit of the Almighty might comfort the families of those who have been so brutally slain. Four diplomats lost their life, including the U.S. Ambassador J. Christopher Stevens, in the attack on our embassy at Benghazi, Libya. And of course, with these words, I extend my condolences to the grieving loved ones who have left behind as a result of these who have lost their lives in the service of our nation. And I know that the people across America are grateful for their service, and we mourn their sacrifice. America will not tolerate attacks against our citizens and against our embassies. We'll defend also our constitutional rights of speech, assembly, and religion. We have confidence in our cause in America. We respect our Constitution. We stand for the principles our Constitution protects. We encourage other nations to understand and respect the principles of our Constitution, because we recognize that these principles are the ultimate source of freedom for individuals around the world. I also believe the administration was wrong to stand by a statement sympathizing with those who had breached our embassy in Egypt instead of condemning their actions. It's never too early for the United States government to condemn attacks on Americans and to defend our values.
Now, in that very news conference when Mitt Romney gave these words, he was accosted. I mean, the press lit into him. Why would you say this? Why would you say this before you heard everything? Why were you wrong? And the press was just trying to put Mitt Romney on the defensive. Now, Mitt Romney was no Ronald Reagan. I'll tell you that right now. Now, Ronald Reagan would have gone with a full voice, and he would have made the passionate beginning when we all Americans give our condolences to these families who lost their loved ones, who were slaughtered by the murderous thieves stealing what America values. That's life. Stealing the life of our ambassador and states that were over there trying to help Libya be free. And yet, when Mitt Romney says it, he needs some more oomph in it to make sure we believe what he's saying. Now, Ronald Reagan would not leave us with any doubt that what happened was outrageously wrong and American values would be stood up for. And that's what Mitt needs, to give that strong, passionate response. Now, the president went up to the White House and then he gave a response later after Mitt Romney had made these words. And then let's hear what the president says, and then I'll comment on both of those together.
Every day, all across the world, American diplomats and civilians work tirelessly to advance the interests and values of our nation. Often they are away from their families. Sometimes they brave great danger. Yesterday, four of these extraordinary Americans were killed in an attack on our diplomatic post in Benghazi. Among those killed was our ambassador, Chris Stevens, as well as Foreign Service Officer Sean Smith. We are still notifying the families of the others who were killed. And today, the American people stand united in holding the families of the four Americans in our thoughts and in our prayers. The United States condemns in the strongest terms this outrageous and shocking attack. We're working with the government of Libya to secure our diplomats. I've also directed my administration to increase our security at diplomatic posts around the world. And make no mistake, we will work with the Libyan government to bring to justice the killers who attacked our people. Since our founding, the United States has been a nation that respects all faiths. We reject all efforts to denigrate the religious beliefs of others. But there is absolutely no justification to this type of senseless violence. None. The world must stand together to unequivocally reject these brutal acts. Already, many Libyans have joined us in doing so, and this attack will not break the bonds between the United States and Libya. Libyan security personnel fought back against the attackers alongside Americans. Libyans helped some of our diplomats find safety, and they carried Ambassador Stevens's body to the hospital, where we tragically learned that he had died.
Now, that's President Obama, and he had an eloquent response, but he didn't tell us what we were going to do. Now, again, I recorded this show before we got all the facts in, what the White House was going to do, other than send warships toward Libya, two warships going toward there, and saying he's going to work with the Libyans. Well, I know one thing from what the first reports coming in, CBS News and others, when President Obama said the Libyans helped these diplomats find safety, some of the reports are the Libyan security sent them into the place where they met their death. And I got to wait and see where everything sorts out. But when they said Libyans carried them to the hospital, well, somebody ripped them apart on the way to the hospital. And these are things we need to know as a nation. And we need to know the truth. And the president needs to let the American people know what happened. And I want to know, and the Senate and the House needs to open up hearings, why in the name, for heaven's sake, was now on 9/11 where our consulates and embassies not given some security? There were no Marines reportedly at the at that consulate there in Libya. So these things need to be answered. And I know if President Bush was president, the press would be wrapping his head around these things, around his neck, saying, why didn't you do this, President Bush? Everything was always Bush's fault. And I'm not going to go back there. I'm just saying we need answers, and we need a press that won't soft pedal, and we need a press that will answer, ask questions of this president if he will ever make himself available. But this is America, and I'm going to tell you something. This is Doc Holliday. In just a minute, I'm going to give you my take on 9/11 and where we are today after these embassies, after embassies were taken over, and we had diplomats brutally murdered, an ambassador to the United States. Before we get to that, let me say once again, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on WebTalkRadio.net. That's WebTalkRadio.net, and we're glad to have you. We do have new listeners, and this is a special show as we're talking about more of what's going on with in Libya, what happened in Egypt, and where we're going on this foreign policy directives of this administration. We'll get more into that in just a couple minutes. Then we're going to have an election news update talking about some of the U.S. Senate races. And before we do, let me remind you, you're listening not only to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, but you're listening to the show that has a website called GetObamaOutNow.com. You can go there. You can order my book called Rock Splitting Politics that talks about this election. We're in the midst of it now, and this book was written a year ago, but it's talking about this election being like the Battle of Gettysburg. It's this generation's Battle of Gettysburg. It's shaping up to be the very thing I wrote about, because you need to know that the American people, I believe, will stand up to this rebellion against the Constitution that this administration is carrying on, just the way Robert E. Lee tried to destroy the Union as he sent his forces forward in the Battle of Gettysburg. So you can find out about that in my book. And I got another thing I was going to tell you about on a website. There's a new edition. You can see at the headings, there's one of the headings, got pages called Poems to Save America. And I'm going to read a poem about a quick one off an old nursery rhyme. Here we go. It's called Hickory Trickory Barack. Hickory Trickory Barack, Joe Biden ran up the clock. Their term was won and they were done, and Trickory Barack was stopped. Okay, but you'll get some more poems that go in more detail. But go to the website, getobamaoutnow.com. And now we're going to finish up the rest of the show. We got to tell you about my take on 9/11 and where we are today. And before we do that, we're going to get to the election news update. And that is starting with the Senate races. Let me tell you, I've mentioned that I was on the radio in Connecticut last week and talking on one of the shows, but we were talking about the Senate race, the United States Senate race in Connecticut. Everybody says it's a blue state. Yes, it's a blue state. But guess what? The Republican nominee is ahead in the poll, and that's Linda McMahon. And she is ahead, and it's a close race, and we talked about that. If you're not familiar with that race there in Connecticut, she's running against Congressman Murphy, who just keeps shooting himself in the foot, evidently, as being a candidate. He is in a blue state, and he's losing in the polling right now to Linda McMahon. So that's one state you need to be aware of. Josh Mandel in Ohio. And we've talked about Josh Mandel running as the Republican nominee, a strong conservative. Now, you look at Josh and you think he's 17 years old. He's done two tours of duty in Iraq. He's been in the state legislature. He is the Ohio state treasurer now. And he is running against the most liberal member of the United States Congress. That's Sherrod Brown. And Sherrod Brown is the linchpin. He loves Barack Obama and every liberal idea that Barack Obama has. So you need to go there and help out, check out that campaign, and send some money to Josh Mandel. This is a must win for Mitt Romney, and a way to get Mitt Romney to win is to make sure enough people go vote for Josh Mandel. The more people vote for Josh Mandel, they'll check off the mark for Mitt Romney, and Ohio will go to the conservatives. If we can all get out there and work, those who are in Ohio and those in the surrounding states by Ohio, get in there, call your friends, your relatives, make sure everybody is registered to vote now. The days are running out. I don't know when the state law is there. They have to be registered, and you got to make sure they get out and vote. Get you a checklist to make sure all conservatives are going to vote in Ohio. Now, another Senate race. We've talked about Missouri. What's going to happen? We got to know within this week or next week, but next Tuesday, I believe, that they got to decide if Aiken's going to keep running, be on the ticket in Missouri for United States Senate seat as a Republican nominee. He's still running behind. Last poll I saw, he's behind about 6 or 7 points from Senator McCaskill, and that's in Missouri. So keep your eyes on that race. Something's got to happen. Either Aiken's got to come up in the polls or he needs to get on out. And we won't go into all the detail. He got the Tombstone of the Week award last month. And you can go back and listen and find out why if you don't know about that race. Another very important Senate race is Florida. A must win for Mitt Romney. Nelson does not have high favorable ratings, but for some reason, Congressman Connie Mack is running as the Republican. He cannot seem to make ground in the polls against Senator Nelson, the incumbent Democrat there in Florida. Folks in Florida, you got to get to work, because Florida's got to go Mitt Romney's way, And if Connie Mack doesn't pull this thing out, it's going to be harder and harder for Mitt Romney to win Florida. So got your work cut out for you down in Florida, folks. Virginia, neck and neck. It's a tie between former Senator Allen and former Governor Kane there in the Democrat there in the Virginia Senate race. There's all kind of tough Senate races. Watch them. Look at them. There's things popping up. There's a chance for a Republican win in Hawaii, the president's home state, which is overwhelmingly blue and Democrat. So there's a lot of things going on, and we're going to try to keep you posted about them right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics Election News Update. And we'll keep you in the know of what you need to know and tell you some things you may not hear anywhere else. So listen up there. And now, I told you I was going to get to this part. First, let me play one little soundbite from Charles Krautheimer when he's talking about the Egyptian embassy.
That's a mob of Al-Qaeda sympathizers in Egypt forcing the United States into making a statement essentially of apology on 9/11 of all days for something of which we are not responsible. I would issue a statement saying to the mob, go to hell. The way America works, where the way a democracy works, is that everybody has a right to express themselves. We don't police our speech. And you ought to apologize to the United States for storming an embassy and the violation of the ultimate sacred principle of democracy, which is protecting embassies and missions abroad.
And those are the words of columnist and speaker Charles Krauthammer. And I appreciate what he had to say. With a firm resolve to protect American interest in an American Constitution and our freedom of speech. And that takes me right into what I was going to say. What has happened since 9/11? Are we more free? What's happened to our Constitution? We've seen, because of the Patriot Act and other things, look, when you got to fly, how many people got to put their hands down in your pants before you can get on the plane? And I'm telling you, the freedoms we've lost since 9/11, what has gained? I think the Muslim community has gained. And there's freedom of religion in America, but there's freedom of speech. And if somebody's going to blame killing people because of what somebody in America says, if they're going to kill somebody in Egypt or kill somebody in Libya, we got a world that needs to respect the American freedom of speech. And we do not need to lose that freedom to speak out. Some people may say things they don't like. What has Bill Maher said in his movies? Bill Maher's on HBO week after week denigrating every religion. And I'll say he doesn't leave any of them out. But why doesn't the White House so condemn Bill Maher? No, they take the $1 million he gives to the PAC to get the president reelected. You can say you honor religions, but when you don't protect free speech, and Bill Maher has a right to say what he's going to say. But don't go in here and tell people we got to change and we got to watch what we have to say because some crazy lunatics across the world don't understand American values. Don't diminish our values. That's what I want to say. We are under pressure. We are losing freedom. We are losing the precious leadership in this world to say that we will stand up for freedom and for religions, for all religions. What happens in a country where people are snuffed out because of what they believe? We've seen people executed like animals, their throats slit for nothing more than being a Christian by some radical Islamist. And if you hadn't seen it, you can go on YouTube and look at it. It's horrible. It's a true story of what happened in Tunisia. And they've had reports of Christians, Coptic Christians, being crucified near the capital right there in Cairo. And where's the media talking about it? Who wants to find out what's going on? It's like the media sticking their head in the sand. And we need to know this is the Arab Spring that everybody talked about. But it is becoming the Arab winter that we all feared. Unless we stand up for the freedom of speech and not being able to tell the world, look, America has values, and we respect people to say things, and they need to be free to say it. There's a BBC report about someone, an historian, questioned if Muhammad ever lived, the prophet Muhammad. It's not me. It's the reporter there, and they ran a series on a documentary, BBC, in Great Britain. Upset a lot of folks, but we have to have freedom of speech. Look, 3-4 years ago, they did some movie. Hollywood folks put their money and made a movie and a documentary about finding the grave of Christ. And that's an offense to all Christians. But we didn't see people die because they did this film. There's so many things you can't, if somebody gets upset and offended, we got to remember we cannot give up our freedom of speech. It's a value that should be expressed and greatly put around the world. It's the people who can't stand to hear things that are causing the problems in this world. And so where are we? Are we really free? And that leads me right into this week's Tombstone of the Week Award. And the Tombstone of the Week Award this week goes to President Obama and all his administration and all the Democrats who voted for the Health Care Affordability Act, better known as Obamacare. And there's so many reasons, but let me tell you this right here. We've been hearing it. It says Hobby Lobby becomes the largest company to sue over Obamacare's birth control mandate. Listen, who in their right mind would have thought 10 years ago this country would disrespect the freedom of religion? And we got the government telling people, you must believe this way for your employees. We mandate that you give away free contraceptives and abortifacients so that people can, so women who want to can kill their little babies. Even if you're pro-choice, you don't force people to go against their religion. The Catholic Church has stood up for it. Now, here's a Protestant who's standing up and say, this is what he said. It's the CEO and founder, David Green, of Hobby Lobby, nationwide, huge craft store, hobby store. And he says now, he is suing because the Obama administration, he's suing them for a controversial health and human services mandate requiring that all employers provide birth control coverage to their employees. And this is his statement. The CEO and founder, David Green, says, by being required to make a choice between sacrificing our faith or paying millions of dollars in fines, we essentially must choose which poison pill to swallow. We simply cannot abandon our religious beliefs to comply with this mandate. And guess what? David Green said he'll have to pay as much as $1.3 million a day, daily fines. $1.3 million a day for all his employees if he doesn't comply to the government mandate. So what do we do? Where is freedom? Where is freedom of religion? Why would anybody of the Catholic faith that believes in freedom of religion want to elect this man and this administration? Why would anybody that respects the beliefs of others vote for this administration, for this president to go back in, who is just ripping away the freedoms of this Constitution? And he's doing it in a way that is so subtle that people don't even see it. And that's why I'm bringing this information to you on this week's Tombstone of the Week Award. If you want to find out more, you can look up CEO and founder David Green of Hobby Lobby. And they put their money where their mouth is. They do full-page ads on Christmas. And they close every Sunday. And that's their belief. And they're strong in their Christian faith. And for the government to say, no, I don't care what your faith is, you must do this, when it's against everything they believe. And now they're suing the United States government for their mandate. And I wish them well. And I'm telling you, if we just get Mitt Romney in and get this Obamacare out, then we can save a lot of lawsuits, a lot of tied up time. Can you imagine building one of the best hobby businesses in the country and doing well, and then the government going to fine you $1.3 million a day if you don't comply with their mandates because it's against your religion and your religious principles? Can you imagine the business having to choose between your faith and your business going to pot? It'll go bankrupt quick. And something is done under these oppressive government mandates. Get out and vote for Mitt Romney. Get out and get people to vote for him. I don't care if you don't like Mitt Romney. It's between socialism and capitalism. And this socialism business is just one step to the, you know what? It's communism and dictatorship. And I'm telling you, this country is in a heap of trouble. And that's why it's important that you get out and make sure you and your family is registered to vote. And that's why I'm telling you right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, you come listen every week because you hear things you won't hear anywhere else. And I got to let you know, you got to get motivated. I don't care if Mitt Romney wasn't your first, second, third, or fourth choice. We have no other way to go. And if you vote for anybody but Mitt Romney, you'll be putting this Barack Obama right back in, and he is ready and pivoted to destroy America. I'm afraid we'll never see America again like we used to know if four more years under a destructive leadership, failed leadership of this current president. And that's why I say the four most important words of this election year is get Obama out now. Got.com, go there. Next week, we're going to have another great show digging into what's going on in the foreign relations and getting ready to gear up the debates. We start in the first week of October. So we're getting ready for all these things. This is it. All we've worked for, every patriot out there for the last 3 years, don't give up now. Don't let the media get to you. It's giving it all you got in these next few weeks to make it happen. We can do it. We got to get Obama out now. .com. See you next week.
Thanks for joining us today. And remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.